Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In Parshas Shlach, we hear about the catastrophic mission of the Meraglim, the spies that were sent to help Bnei Yisrael get encouraged and excited about entering Eretz Yisrael. And instead, and we all know the story, rather than being a source of encouragement about Eretz Yisrael, 10 of the 12 spies spoke badly and disparagingly about Eretz Yisrael. And many, many people in Bnei Yisrael accepted their slander and bemoaned the fact that they were entering Eretz Yisrael. Hashem originally intended, so to speak, to destroy all of Bnei Yisrael because of this, but due to Moshe's extraordinary appeals, Hashem relented. The 10 Meraglim who swayed Bnei Yisrael died, and the rest of Bnei Yisrael would wander in the Midbar for 40 years and die there in the wilderness and will not enter Eretz Yisrael. Hashem told Moshe in Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Lamedalid, B'mispar hayamim asher tartem es haaretz, 40 yom, yom lashana, tisu avonoseichem, 40 shana, vidatem es tnuasi. According to the number of the days in which you spied out the land, 40 days. Because of that, or due to that, from that, yom lashana, for every day a year, you will bear your sins for 40 years, and you will know, you will understand how far you have removed yourselves from me. That is the story that we all know. Yom lashana, they were punished 1 year in the Midbar for every day that the Meraglim spent in Eretz Yisrael. There is a fundamental element, a critical detail of the story that we all know, but we need to ask about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a loving God, a kind God. It's true that we need to be punished sometimes, unfortunately, nationally, communally, and personally. But even in Hashem's punishments, Hashem is kind and loving. Why would Hashem punish Bnei Yisrael for an entire year for each day that the Meraglim spent in Eretz Yisrael? I can understand a day, one day in the Midbar for every day in Eretz Yisrael. But why a whole year? Is that the loving God that we know? So I think perhaps the Pashup Shat, the simplest explanation of this Pasuk and this punishment, is indeed fair and just. Hating Eretz Yisrael, God forbid, mourning over going into Eretz Yisrael, crying over going into Eretz Yisrael, as if it were better, as if the Midbar were better, or as if the murderous experience in Egypt, as if that was better. All of that is so bad, so egregious, so horrendous, that indeed, each day touring the land was worth a year wandering in the Midbar. That's exactly what Hashem says at the end of the Pasuk. Hashem says, yom lashana, for every day in Israel, you will get a year in the Midbar. And why? Vidatem es tnuasi. Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, translates the word tnuasi as an expression for removing. Through this punishment, you will know that you have removed your heart from me. For Bnei Yisrael to cry over God's gift of Eretz Yisrael is grounds for an equal punishment, a punishment that sounds harsh, but as God himself says, the punishment is harsh because the sin is harsh. That is perhaps the pashup shot of the pasuk. However, a beautiful and novel way to explain this pasuk is offered by Rev Shmuel Yaakov Rubinstein, who died in 1964. Rev Rubinstein was a Talmid Chacham and Rav who lived in Paris. He was the Rav of the Agudas Akihilo Synagogue in Paris and was very involved in rebuilding French Jewry after the Holocaust. And this idea is found in his Sefer on the Chumash, She'eris Menachem. Rav Rubinstein says, not only is this punishment not harsh, but it's an expression of great kindness to Bnei Yisrael. He says, what did Bnei Yisrael do when the Meraglim were in Eretz Canaan for those 40 days? He said Bnei Yisrael were trudim ushkuim belibam. They were extremely concerned with, and they were immersed in worry over the fate of this important mission. They waited with bated breath for the spies to return. And Rav Rubinstein says, kamuvan, he says, obviously, kol osan harbaim yom shenishtahu baderech hayu mispalim aleihem. Obviously, They davened and they davened and they davened for the entire 40 days that nothing bad should happen to the Meraglim as they traveled covertly in a hostile environment. Therefore, when the Meraglim returned and everything fell apart, Hashem didn't do what he should have done, so to speak. When someone sins, especially when someone sins so seriously, they should be killed right away, on the spot. That's indeed what happened to the 10 Meraglim themselves. But the rest of Bnei Israel, they were not killed on the spot. They were spared. They should have been killed, but they weren't. They were allowed to live for many, many years, for every day that Bnei Israel davened, for every day that Bnei Israel worried, for every day that they hoped that the Meraglim would return safely and successfully. Hashem gave them a year to live. When someone sins, God forbid, they often make a mistake. They often make light of that sin, consciously or subconsciously. But the episode in Parshas Shlach, as Rav Rubinstein explains it, reminds us of two powerful ideas. One is the dangerous power of sin. And two, equally powerful, is the remarkable kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have an amazing day, everyone!